Well, it's Christmas Eve, and before I do anything going forward, talking about the St. Louis Blues, just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Just be, you know, hold your loved ones close and try to take a few minutes as I do, at least a few minutes to kind of treasure all the things we have to be thankful for, because it's not just Thanksgiving, it's Christmas too. The whole season brings that out. And so I hope you have the best. And thank you for all your support of me and helping me grow the YouTube channel. Means a lot. Please subscribe, tell your friends too. So we'll be moving on, doing some bigger and better things in 2025. I did just want to do a relatively quick video on the Blues today, because they had a really impressive win at Detroit last night, 4-0 shutout for Binnington and Dylan Holloway with 3 goals. It was a good way to end the stretch where leads into the Christmas break. You know, the Blues will be back on ice on Friday against Nashville. So they did really, really well to just end on a positive note. I have to be honest with you. I was a little surprised that people were, I don't know how to categorize that because I don't want to like exaggerate it, but you know, the Blues went through a challenging stretch here before winning last night. You know, before winning last night, they were 1-3-2 and they weren't scoring goals. And, you know, I had a lot of people asking me, it's like, okay, well, Jim Montgomery took over and he got an immediate response. But, you know, has kind of, is the thrill gone? Has the, you know, has the new coaching change momentum, that bounce that teams get, has that ended? Are they sort of back into the same place they were before the hiring and all that? Listen, I don't fault anyone for asking those questions, but I didn't co-sign on any of that because I didn't buy it. The Blues had a hard time scoring goals before the coaching change. They have struggled at times quite a bit, really, to score goals after the coaching change. So when you look at it through that lens, maybe it's more about the players and the roster and the fact that the Blues do need to do some things better. Some of their best players have to be better. You know, they, many of you have told me, and I agree, they need help at center. They got to get stronger at center. And I know that there's some other things that you all would come up with that you think the Blues need. And I'm not making excuses for Jim Montgomery because he's made them a much better team. And yeah, I'll bring the facts as always. But I think when a team, no matter who's coaching them, is having a difficult time struggling to score goals, that may be more about the personnel than it is what a coach can do. And that applied to Drew Bannister and it applies to Jim Montgomery. If you think that's a cop-out for me, you can say that. Whatever you want to say, man, it's Christmas Eve, you know. Peace to all goodwill to men and women, for that matter. But here's why, even when the Blues were going through this recent turbulence, I never lost any confidence or faith in Jim Montgomery and the fact that he is the right guy to be coaching the Blues right now, and the Blues will be better off because of it. And I'll tell you the one thing about it here in a minute. I mean, what they do need to score more goals, and they definitely need to get the power play going. It's been bad all year. 15% down near the bottom, their success rate down near the bottom of the National Hockey League. But as for like, well, they got on a roll, but now it's kind of, you know, it's kind of subsided. I guess that's kind of, you know, maybe we overreacted. I don't think anyone overreacted to their success under Montgomery. And even with this tough stretch, which is now 2-3-2 in the last 7 games. And you know, if you think about it, 2-3-2 isn't exactly a collapse. I mean, we noted the things they weren't doing well. But 2-3-2 is hardly something where the sky's falling or, you know, the wheels are off and your vehicle's down in the ditch, right? It's just hockey teams go through this. That's all I'm trying to say. That's just a 7-game stretch that I think the best teams go through at some point during the year. And the Blues are not one of the best teams, but they're a better team. But just to try to reset the perspective for you in terms of points percentage, in 22 games under Drew Bannister, the Blues were 26th out of 32 teams. So they're 432 points percentage, 26th. Even with this recent dry spell, so to speak, that the Blues have been going through, you know, since Monty took over, they're 7-4-3. They have a 607 points percentage. They got the 12th best points percentage in the league. So when you're 26th and you're now 12th under the new coach, even with the first slump kind of mixed in there, they're just a better club. But they're a better club because of, to me, the Montgomery effect. The most impressive thing about it and the most important thing about it is that the Blues do not allow goals. They allow some. They just have become an entirely different team as far as whether you want to call it goal prevention, goal suppression. They are very, very stingy about giving up goals, and that is a massive change from the first 22 games of the season. So let me explain what I'm talking about. Let me, as the kids would say, let me bring the receipts, right? So since Monty took over, now I'm going to give you all strengths. I'm going to give you even strength. I'm going to give you 5-on-5, okay? Since Monty took over, and again, it's been 14 games, the Blues, in terms of all strengths, they've allowed 2.32 goals per 60 minutes. That's fifth best in the NHL. Before that, again, all strengths, goals allowed per 60 minutes. The Blues were 25th under Bannister. So they've gone from 25th in goals allowed, all strengths per 60 minutes. They've gone from 25th to 5th. That is huge, needless to say. All right, let's talk about even strength. Since Monty came aboard to tighten things up and give them much more discipline and structure on the defensive side, you know, their shape on defense is usually outstanding. You're going to make mistakes during games, but come on, let's be reasonable here. At even strength, the Blues have allowed under Monty 2.02 goals per 60 minutes. That's the fourth best in the National Hockey League. There's only three teams that have done better at preventing goals at even strength since Monty became the man. Before the change at even strength, the Blues were 23rd in goals allowed for 60 minutes. Now, we all know 5-on-5 is the foundation of hockey, right? So let's talk about that. Since Montgomery became the coach, the Blues have allowed only 1.61 goals per 60 minutes at 5-on-5. That is the lowest goals against 5-on-5, the lowest. The Blues ranked first in fewest goals allowed at 5-on-5 since he took over the coaching reins. Before that, they were 27th. So before the change, the Blues were 27th in the league at preventing goals at 5-on-5. Now, under this coach, they're first. Listen, when you have that strong of a foundation, and you have a way to just keep the puck out of your net and do it consistently. For example, in the 14 games, the Blues they've never allowed more than four goals. In the 14 games, they've allowed three or less nine times in 14 games, and they've allowed two or fewer goals in seven of the 14 games. What this does is it gives you a chance to win every game, even if you're not playing well offensively. Even in this recent slide, you know, the Blues were right there. You know, they had a chance to win games, not every game, but they had a chance. They were right there. When you prevent goals to the extent that they are, that is a huge, huge plus for your hockey team, because you're never really going to be out of a game. Now, there'll be some clunkers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But the big transformation for the Blues under Montgomery, they're inconsistent offensively, just as they were before. But defensively, they have become a much tighter team, a much more disciplined and structured team. And they're doing a great job. And you know who this helps? When you have two excellent goaltenders, and you're not getting overrun in high danger areas and things like that, and you're putting them into a fair fight, so to speak, right? They handle the rest. It's like, we're good. We're good. Since the coaching change, the Blues, those two together combined, of course, they rank number one in the league in save percentage of 5-on-5, number three at even strength save percentage, and number three all strength save percentage. And that those save percentages were really down before the coaching changes because it was kind of chaos in their own end. And that brings me to another important change since Montgomery took over. With they are controlling the high danger areas. And I pointed this out maybe the last time we talked about this. The Blues are now controlling the high danger areas. It was really lopsided in favor of the other team before the coaching change. Like, for example, let me give you the numbers under Drew Bannister. Before the coaching change, the Blues ranked 26th in high danger goals for, 26th in terms of percentage, 43% of the goals, high danger goals at all strengths, 26th in the league. Since Monty took over, the Blues have a 55% share of high danger goals, which is the 10th best in the league. So they've gone from like having a 43% share of high danger goals in a game, in all the games, a 43% share. It's up to 55% since the coaching change. It's even more profound if, it's just about equally profound at even strength in 5-on-5. You know, the Blues are number nine at even strength in terms of their goal share and high danger shots. They're number nine in the league. Before the change, they were 25th. 5-on-5, same story. They're number 12 in the lead in the high danger goals for. Their percentage, 54.5%. Before that, they were 28th at 39%. So at 5-on-5, they went from scoring 39% of the high danger goals to now 54.5% under Montgomery. And it's more to it than that. I won't read you more numbers because you get the point. But just in terms of the high danger chances, the Blues are getting a lot more than they were before the change, and they are allowing a lot less, a lot fewer high danger chances since the coaching switch. And this is a pretty big deal because the Blues were not doing a good job of protecting the fort. They just weren't. They were getting overrun in those sweet zone areas, those grade A areas, whatever you want to call it. They were getting overrun, and they weren't generating enough of those type of shots at the other end of the ice. And this thing has, as I mentioned the last time, but it's gotten this stayed true even during their recent downturn. Now the Blues are the team that's owning the high danger areas of the ice. And they're not giving opponents this freewheeling access into the slot, into the crease, right? They've kind of put up a bit of a roadblock, metaphorically speaking. And conversely, they motor, they get to the other end quick, they go on offense in terms of their pace, and they get more people in front of the net, and they do more of the grimy work. So their brilliant team defense and goal prevention is just a such an essential development since this coaching team. Something that can, if it continues, can keep the Blues in whatever race we're talking about. I mean, this will keep them viable. This will make them a good team for a long, long time, because when you can prevent goals and you can own the high danger areas the way they're doing, that's transformative. It certainly is transformative in terms of the before picture under Drew Bannister this season, 22 games, and the after picture, Jim Montgomery. If you keep suppressing goals to this extent, then your guys will be able start scoring more goals. I'm not saying they're going to score a ton of goals. They've been, even after the change, a team that's pretty bad in terms of 5-on-5 goals per 60 minutes. They're 29th since the change. So I'm not sitting here like glossing over some of the flawed areas, but that's why it's essential. When you're not putting the puck in the net a lot, it is absolutely critical for you to be just relentless and merciless in terms of giving easy goal chances to the other side. The Blues are just doing a wonderful job under this coach of being defensively tight and structured and not opening the gates and just let people rush in and do what they want. They're doing a really good job. So you have that going for you. You're going to win a lot of hockey games until your offense comes around. And if it can stay, just become more, you know, more efficient, just a little more impactful. And maybe Doug Armstrong will see to it to go out and get a center or whatever else he needs to kind of boost that offense. So anyway, that's all I had to say about the Blues. It's like, don't worry about this team if they go through another 2-3-2, because if they're not giving up goals, when they're being this miserly about giving up goals, things will turn. Things will get back to the winning way. But if you're giving up goals, man, that 2-3-2, oh, I don't know, at 2-3-2 probably would have been 1-6 or something like that. That's my point. So anyway, you all have a beautiful Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, whatever holiday you celebrate. Happy holidays to everyone, and I'll be off tomorrow. Got a busy, busy Thursday and Friday, but I'm not going to abandon the Bernie Show YouTube channel. I will be back on the day after Christmas, Thursday and then Friday. Thank you very much, and God bless.